WNRN is supported by Songs, Inc. and by SevillePodcast.com. Videos from this interview are available at youtube.com/WNRN Radio.
In studios with me, being neighborly of sorts, is Danny Schmidt and Carrie Elkin. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing very well. So I didn't hear what the decision was, who's in the hot seat first this morning.
We didn't make one yet.
Oh, okay.
You got any call on that?
No, well.
Danny is.
All right.
Oh, Danny is? Okay,
there
she calls it. Okay, well.
Someone needed to take
charge. Well, Danny, welcome back to WNRN Studios. I'm going to celebrate my 10th anniversary at WNRN this coming summer. And I think you were one of my very first interviews in the summer of 99. And it's just always a pleasure to have you come back over and over again. And now you're a Texan.
Yep.
And it's good to have you coming back. Plus, you have some big news to share with everyone about what's been happening in your career. So why don't you spill the beans?
Okay. Well, I've got a new record done, but it won't be out until March. And Red House Records picked it up and wanted to release it. And so that's exciting news to have a good, venerable label supporting me and back in the music.
Well, for me as a music consumer, it's just kind of nice for you to get the endorsement of a tastemaker label.
Yeah, and they are. They have good taste, and they have a great roster, and the more I'm getting to know them personally, they have a really good core group of folks that run the place. They're a lot of fun. They're goofy, and they work real hard, and they have a good plan.
Well, good.
All the things you hope for.
Absolutely. Well, you are playing several shows in the area tonight at the Gravity Lounge, tomorrow night up at the Little Grill in Harrisonburg, and then come back closer to here, Lovingston at Rapunzel's on Saturday. How long are you in Virginia in general?
That's it, basically. And then we're heading down to Blacksburg for Sunday night. So, and I got in last night, two nights ago. So I have about five nights hanging out and visiting friends and stuff and those three shows.
Well, excellent. Well, how about if you start us off with a tune, new, old, your choice.
All right. All by my lonesome by myself. Ain't no soul left this boy can sell, 'cause there ain't no reason, make no rhymes. And old child, you're right on time. Old child, things I could tell you, things I could tell you, but you already know them rhymes ain't cards you play like poker. They're jokers, so hold 'em till the fools all fold. So the child came over, the child came out, speaking in a whisper what a man might shout about dreams and devils, dollars and dimes. And old child, you're right on time. Old child, the things I could tell you, the things I could tell you, but you already know. Keep drawing them dreams in the dirt with your finger, 'cause singing's about bringing that mud some soul. So we sing all night, we talk all day, we sleep while the farmers of the world make hay, throw pennies in the well, pull back wine. And old child, you're right on time. Old child, things I could tell you, things I could tell you, but you already know. Water to wine and wine to wishes, and wishes to something you can drink down cold. Why now? Why all now? Hope's just something you need somehow. Why now? Why all now? Tomorrow ain't going away. Hey, 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 hey. tongued child of fireside nights, spitting songs in the kettle with the heat up high, and the blood's to boil, the soup's sublime. And oh, child, you're right on time. Oh, child, things I could tell you, things I could tell you, but you already know. You're better off broke with soup in your belly than sitting there hungry round a pot of gold. Yeah, you're better off broke with soup in your belly than sitting there hungry round a pot of gold.
WNRN with Danny Schmidt live in the WNRN studios. Playing tonight at the Gravity Lounge. We do have some tickets for that show to give away a little bit later. Also playing tomorrow night in Harrisonburg at the Little Grill and Rapunzel's on Saturday night. What?
A little clarification about the shows.
Go ahead.
Because me and Carrie, we're traveling together for this whole tour, and some of the shows are split bill. Some of them she's opening for me, and some of them I'm opening for her. And the Gravity show, Carrie will be doing an opening set, and it'll be my show. And then Saturday at Rapunzel's, we get to feature Carrie. And I'll be doing a short opening set, and Devin Sproul's going to come out and do a short opening set, too, to support our friend Carrie. And then it'll be her big night.
Excellent, excellent. And are you going to split the bill evenly at the Little Grill?
No, I'm sorry. That Carrie's going to be opening that one, too.
Okay, cool. And just in case someone wants to head on down to Blacksburg, where are you going to be there?
It's a little series called Peace Through the Arts. It's at this co-housing place. Puts on sort of monthly house concerts in their like community, not hall exactly, but basically their little community building.
And if they want more information, they can get it through your website?
Yeah, that would be the best way. There's links to the information for those shows.
Excellent. Danny is my guest this morning. It's a pleasure to have you back again. Last time you were here, we were talking about your CD called Little Gray Sheep.
Yep.
A lot of really nice songs on that one. Tell us a little bit about this new one.
Let's see. They're mostly Little Gray Sheep pulled from songs from, you know, all through the years that didn't quite have homes before. And this one, they're almost all songs from the last year or so. And I recorded it down in Austin, a place called Congress House, really nice studio. It's the best production yet. We sort of, we put more into it.
Do you have any special producer on this record?
I co-produced it with a guy named Mark Hallman.
Uh-huh.
He's done Eliza Gilkison's last couple. He's done a bunch of stuff. He did a couple of Ani DeFranco's. He did the Ani DeFranco and Utah Phillips record and a couple of
other. He used to produce Ian Matthews' stuff as well. And actually, I saw him tour with Ian long time ago. But
okay, so you know Mark.
I do.
See,
I do.
You say his name down in Austin, a lot of people know who he is. But up here.
Yeah.
But well, you read the liner notes. You're one of those people that reads all the little small
I try. I don't know if I've been as successful as I used to be years ago, but I don't know. The accumulation of keeping interested and active for as long as I have, kind of, I can't get away from certain names anyway.
Yeah.
And Mark is one of those names you can't get away from. And, of course, you know, Eliza always says really nice things about him, and she works with him almost exclusively, I think, in terms of production.
Yep.
So, well, excellent. I'm glad. And I always hear that about working with Mark. Everybody feels really good about working with him.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
You try pretty much just to work with nice people all around.
It does help, doesn't it?
Yes.
Another one? And then we'll put the
Carrie
in.
One for me, or would trade back and forth? Or?
No, just you first, okay. And then we'll put her in the hot seat exclusively.
This is a newer one. It's I'll do the Queen version of it, though, for you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yes, if I had a parrot, I'd teach that bird to speak. He'd say, Polly, why is the cracker in the White House not impeached? He'd say, makeup makes you ugly, TV makes you dumb. Oh, and people don't kill people, but they can give the yahoos guns. Yes, if I had a parrot,
or he'd probably land in jail for saying what I'm thinking and for showing too much tail. He'd speak the world in mirrors, that's just what parrots do. And I'll just shrug my shoulders with the guilty by association blues. Yes, and if I had an elephant, I'd teach him how to dance. There's places you can only get by leverage or by chance, like palaces and country clubs and boardrooms full of men who throw their weight around as though their pleasure was a plan. Yes, if I had an elephant, he'd do-si-do through doors. He'd can pass the don't disturbs and the point of no reforms. He'd do the tarantella until the gates were trampled through. And I'll just waltz right by and hum the guilty by association. And if I had a pig, I'd teach that pig to count, 'cause it's money that rolls around in mud and hogs that rule the house. And I figure if my pig could root beneath the bottom line, well, we'd both get high on truffles and on dandelion wine. Yes, if my pig could learn to count the beans inside the jar, or make up fancy numbers that look likely from afar. He'd bring us home the bacon like an honest pig will do. Ooh, and I'll be fat and happy with the guilty by association blues. Yes, I'll be fat and happy with the guilty by association blues.
WNRN with Danny Schmidt live in the WNRN studios this morning. He's playing tonight at the Gravity Lounge, Little Grill in Harrisonburg. That'll be tomorrow night. And then Rapunzel's on Saturday, also down in Blacksburg on Sunday. And Carrie Elkin will be at all of those shows as well. She's also my guest in the WNRN studios. And you came with Danny last time he came through, if I remember correctly.
I did. We realized it's pretty much exactly a year ago, I think, that we were here last. But so
well,
it's
good.
Real nice to be back.
Well, welcome back.
Thank
to
you.
The WNRN studios. I'm glad to... I don't think you played last time, though. You were just here with Danny.
Yes.
I think I twisted her arm to get her to sing some harmonies, probably.
Okay, fair enough. But
I can't remember.
It's good, and I know that you handed me this most recent album at that time.
Yeah.
The Jeopardy of Circumstance. I think it had just come out.
Or yes, it was hot off the press, like maybe a week before or something. Yeah. You got it before it was officially released to radio. But
cool. Well, thank you for that. And so how's this year been in terms of this record?
The year has been, it's been fantastic. It's kind of a funny process to release a record the way I did. It was piecemealed together and released it in the UK first. It did really well over there and is still doing really well there. And released it here actually just in July. And it's doing great. It's been a fun process. It's the first time I've released a record properly, which has been good, and I've kind of enjoyed the ride with it.
Well, let's go back a ways. I was looking at one of your bios last night, and you've moved around a bit because they were talking about, well, she was here in the Midwest, and then she was in Boston and Colorado, and you in Texas now?
I am. I live in Austin now. I've been there a little over a year. I went to Austin to record the record and then basically stayed. I went back to Boston for a short time and then moved out to Austin and wanted to make some roots there. It feels like home. So,
well, we're glad that you're here in Charlottesville today. How about you play us a song to kind of get us warmed up for all of the performing you're going to be doing over the next couple of days here in this area?
Great, thanks.
I can just see you whilst you sail across the waters, and the winds will knock your heart free, and you'll take the pictures of life as a sailor, and you'll send them to me. You'll write me a story about waves that came crashing and how they helped you find peace. And I'll write you a story about my garden of daisies and tell you it's where I'm meant to be. Found your quiet now, and I found my quiet by land, earth, and by sea. And one can't exist without the other to feed it. What's that say about you and me? I've been meaning to ask about you. For breaking or the reasons to set a heart free. But I know I'll miss you when I'm working neath the willows and my hands are blistered and bleeding. And I know you'll miss me when you cast out the long line and catch fish to fill bellies of the weak. And I'm feeling full now, and you're feeling full now, by land, earth, and by sea. I've been meaning to ask about you and me. So if you should decide to come back from the waters, we'll rest neath that old willow tree. 'Cause I'm willing to take it, and I'm willing to lose it. Guess that's the way that love's supposed to be. I've been meaning to ask what love's supposed to be. But you found your quiet now, and I found my quiet by land, earth, and by sea. And one can't exist without the other to feed it. What's that say about you and me? I've been meaning to ask about you.
WNRN, Carrie Elkin is my guest this morning. Danny Schmidt is here as well. So I doing my homework, listening to your CD, and I found there's be some really interesting quotable moments on this album, and I think that's good. That you get an A for that. One of my favorite lines was from "Did She Do Her Best," which was the whole thing about to put her life at unrest. I don't know. It's a great line. It's a great line. There's a couple other ones in there that I really liked. They were really nice moments. Like, you could just take a snapshot. Like, I guess sometimes that's kind of what you look for in a song. You know, sometimes you want feeling or whatever. But I also really like quotable songs.
Thank you. Yeah, I think that a lot of it comes from just traveling around so much. And that line especially is... I think I put my life at unrest a bunch of times in the span of about 15 years. I've been moving around quite a bit. So,
well, I live in a house of two teenage girls. We're totally at unrest a lot. That seems to be a mode. I mean, they could switch into a different mode. They don't. They want to be at unrest. So I just kind of I related to that on a several different levels. But I'm really glad to hear that you're doing well with this CD. It's kind of interesting to hear you say that you... you put this out conventionally. You have two or three other CDs?
I have three others. And my story is a little bit funny because I literally picked up a guitar and learned three chords and started writing and dropped out of college and recorded my first record within 3 months. I just knew it's what I wanted to do. I then went back to school and tried all kinds of other things, but so that record I did a very long time ago. I think it came out maybe in 1995 or 96, and then I did a live record a few years after that. I did that one in Southern Ohio and Athens, and then when I lived in Colorado, I released a record called The Waltz, which now is about 4 years old, and then this one, which... is real near and dear to my heart. It was a very joyful experience to make this last record, and I did it with people that I absolutely love, and that's really what I wanted, and what I wanted people to get out of it when they listen to it, even on the serious songs. I wanted it to sound like I had a great time making it, because I did. So,
Carrie Elkin's my guest this morning. Can you play us another one for us this morning?
Yeah, I think that I was actually trying to decide what to do, but you just mentioned, did she do her best? And so that's actually where the line, the jeopardy of circumstance, comes from, which is the title of the record. So I'll go ahead and do that one. His heart is full. Started smoking again, and she opened up her mouth, let the sin back in, and it choked her. And she can't see in the dark no more, 'cause he took away the space she'd been saving it for. Denial. Madness twirled. About the jeopardy of circumstance, with a ground so soft the trees are falling through the earth.
was like a brick on her chest. And all she wants to know is, darling, did she do her best? And all she wants to know is, darling.
WNRN, Carrie Elkin playing live in the WNRN studios and playing Do Her Best from Jeopardy of Circumstances. That's the album name. And glad to have both Carrie and Danny here this morning play live and give us a preview of many shows to come here in Central Virginia. They'll be playing tonight at the Gravity, Little Grill in Harrisonburg tomorrow night, and then Carrie will be headlining at Rapunzel's on Saturday night. And well, thanks to you both. Danny, we still need to secure that date for April when you come back to do the CD release party here in Charlottesville. I'm glad that we've been corresponding, but we never did actually set a date or time or something. I remember we had some unresolved issues. So
we can do that on air, and then there'll be lots of accountability for it if you want.
No. We'll do it. We'll do it afterwards, and we'll both be accountable for our decisions, right. No matter what. But thanks to you both for coming
thank
in
you.
And playing live in the WNRN studio. It's always a pleasure to.
It's our pleasure. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, okay. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.